Believe that anything is possible. I'm Amy. I used to be riddled with self-doubt and had a bad case of imposter syndrome. Now, I'm cured. So cured that I found the guts to walk away from my 25-year career. Tune in week after week as I share how to find your keys to courage. Believe. It's the key to everything. After Tracy died, I took a hard look at my life. I realized how fleeting our time here was, and that any day could be the day that I get my terminal diagnosis. Was I happy with my life? Was I fulfilled in all of the areas? In relationships with friends, in my marriage, as a parent, in my career? And when I really looked at that question, honestly, the answer was no. I could step it up in every area. And if we're only here for this brief, fleeting moment, why not strive to do our best, to be our best, to bring our best to every area of our life? I was out of alignment. And I knew that because at one point in my life, I was in alignment. There was a time when I was living my soul's purpose. I was joyful. It was effortless. I was living in the flow. So to get back to that place, I knew I was going to have to do some work. And the first thing I did was figure out when that time was. What was I doing? What was so different about that than now? What had I lost? How had I strayed so far? One of the things I realized was that I was playing it safe. I wasn't doing things that really stretched myself. I wasn't doing things that took risk. I stayed safe. One thing I needed to learn how to do was to get uncomfortable. I needed to lean in to that uncomfortable feeling. Instead of running away from fear, I needed to run toward it. But I needed a tool. I didn't know how to do that. And I found this tool in the form of a book. And this book came from a friend. We were going to a college reunion. It's not ironic that I met Tracy in college, and our college reunion, I was with one of our friends, and we were reflecting on Tracy's life and how it was tragically cut too short, and why were the good ones the ones that were taken from us far too soon? And on this road trip with my friend Stephanie, I told her how I was so determined to change my life and how I was learning as much as I could and trying to figure out how to get back to living a life in alignment, to living a life where my soul was set on fire again. And Stephanie shared with me a book that she knew I would love, that she had just started. And this book was called The 5-Second Rule. And the author was Mel Robbins. I didn't know it at the time, but she was one of the most booked female speakers in the world. And because everything in my life is unfolding exactly how it should. That next week, when I was listening to a podcast, who should be the guest but Mel Robbins? So I immediately downloaded this book, this 5-second rule that I knew I needed to have in my life for some reason. And that rule was the ticket for me to get out of my own way. She talks about how there is science to back up the fact that when we want to act on something, we have 5 seconds between thinking it and acting on it. And if we don't take that action, that thought goes away and we don't make any progress. And so what she teaches, this tool in the book, is you get an impulse. You have 5 seconds. You count backwards in your brain. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you take action on that impulse. For me, at the time, I was starting a new side job. And it was really uncomfortable reaching out to people that I needed to reach out to, sending emails, making phone calls, connecting with people. At the time, that was all really scary stuff. I was scared of rejection. I was scared of being told no. And quite honestly, just scared of being ignored. So I needed that 5-second rule to get out of my way and to take that imperfect action time after time after time. And I did. Because I had this strong desire to change my life, I knew I needed to make a change. I knew I needed to do things that I wasn't currently doing. And that 5-second rule was that tool that I needed to get out of my own way. And out of my own way, I got. I had this idea for a business. I wrote down the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities, the threats. I designed sort of a business plan. And I knew I needed a business partner. Because we can't do it all. You can't be the best in every facet of a business. I needed a partner. And the partner that I needed for this was an expert in fitness. The person that I envisioned partnering with, she owned her own fitness studio. She was a Reebok-sponsored athlete, and she trained fitness trainers all over the nation. And while I worked out at her gym, we weren't friends. Reaching out to ask her if she would want to partner up was so terrifying. Terrifying. Thinking about it now, I mean, it brings back those feelings of literally wanting to throw up. But I used that 5-second rule and I went to the gym about 15 minutes before class one day. I sat in my car. I had to talk myself off this ledge, talk myself into reaching out and asking her if she would want to partner with me. I had to talk to myself in the car and explain that the worst thing that could happen is that she could say no. She is not going to reach across and smack you in the face. And while that sounds so silly now, I had this intense fear. The fear of failure. The fear of doing something different. So I 5-4-3-2-1'd myself out of the car, into the studio, and asked her for a few minutes of her time. I explained my little concept to her, and she looked at me and said, I love your passion. I love the idea. Sure, I'm up for it. And there was just a rush of relief that went through my body. If I hadn't used that 5-second rule and gotten out of my way, I would have been stuck with that thought of what if? What if? None of us should be stuck with that thought of what if. If you feel paralyzed by fear, if things scare you like they scared me, making phone calls, walking up to people, sharing your thoughts and dreams, get Mel Robbins' book, The 5-Second Rule. I use that rule to get myself out of my own way. I don't need it anymore. Now I just act. I call myself an actionist. I take action all day, every day. I'm kind of unstoppable. I knew I was out of alignment, and I knew I needed to get back to a place where my soul was singing. And so starting this business was step one. I don't do that business today. But if I hadn't started, I never would have figured out where I need to be. Sometimes we just need to take imperfect action, and it will lead you to that next step on your path. I took that action. Maybe you need to take that action too. 5-4-3-2-1 yourself out of your own way. I can't wait to share the next step that I took. The biggest step of my journey. If you think you know someone that can benefit from taking imperfect action, share this podcast with them. I've got a free newsletter at keystocourage.com. Subscribe to it. Share it with a friend. We all deserve to live a life that sets our soul on fire. Believe anything is possible.